Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Krisis is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Krisis Taf Yud Dalid. We'll start the shiur with the sugi earlier in Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the sugi of Shtuyi Yayin. And over here, the first point we'll mention is a very big chidush din which we find over here in Rabbeinu Gershon in Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah tells us halacha. Ochal oichlim tmeim, v'shoso mashkim tmeim. If a person became tomei midrabbonon, psul tumas gvio, because he ate oichlim tmeim, or he drank mashkim tmeim. Or, says the Mishnah, shoso yuvis yayin, v'nichnas lemikdosh, v'shok de'achilas prasis chayiv. Rashi explains earlier in the Mishnah, in Yud Beis and Yud Beis, that this is be'emes two different cases in the Mishnah. The first case of the Mishnah is, ochal oichlim tmeim, that the Mishnah is telling us a din of Kdei Achilas Pras, that is a sheer tziruf of Kdei Achilas Pras. And then the Mishnah tells us another halacha of Shoso Revi'es Yayin V'nichnas LeMikdosh. Also, if he waited Kdei Achilas Pras during his Achila, like the Gemara explains, V'shoso Revi'es Yayin V'shoho Ba'achiloson U'bishtiyoson Kdei Achilas Pras V'nichnas LeMikdosh, then he's going to be chayiv. Now says Rashi in the Mishnah, that the Loshon of Nichnas LeMikdosh is only referring to the second case of Shtui Yayin. In the case where he drank wine, then he has an Issa, he is not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdosh. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Shoso Yayin v'nichas l'mikdosh, and this depends if he drank his wine with a Shia Shtia, which is Mechayev him on the Bias Mikdosh. But the first case of Ochal Oichlin Tmeim v'shoso Mashkim Tmeim, where he became Tomei Midrabonon, says Rashi over there, we're not discussing the din of Nichnas l'mikdosh, because there's no Issa for him, he can't become Chayev. He's only Tomei Midrabonon, and therefore the din is only a din derabonon if he becomes Tomei. In the case of Achilas Pras, he's becoming Tomei Midrabonon, and he's not allowed to eat Truma, and he's not allowed to go and do any Issa, anything of Kochim and Tyrus, but only Midrabonon, and therefore the Mishnah which says Chayiv by Nichas LeMikdosh is only referring to the case of Shosol Yayin. So too the Ramban in the Pirsha Mishnayis, and the Batanura earlier in the Mishnah, they also learned that the Nichnas LeMikdosh is only referring to the person who drank wine, the Kohen who's drinking wine, and he's over the Issa of Shtui Yayin. Toisvas in Yuma, in Mem Chesemet Beis, in Devar Maschem Nid Apostle, Toisvas over there seems to learn that the Mishnah is referring to the first case of Ochal Oichlim Tmeim, and Toisvas brings Zariah from here that the Loshon of Chayiv does not dafka have to mean a Issa, the Reise of Chayiv Misa, or Chayiv Malkis Minatira. It could be that this Chayiv is also a Din Midrabonon, even though normally on the Issa de Rabonon we would say the Loshon of Osa. Says Toisus, over here in our Mishnah increases, we find the Loshon of Chayiv, even though it's referring to someone who ate Oichlim Tmeim V'nichas LeMikdosh, who is only going to be Chayiv Midrabonon. We can also use the Loshon of a Chiyuv, because he's Chayiv Malkis Makis Maridus Midrabonon, he gets Makis Midrabonon. Seems that Toisus learns that it's referring also to the first case, and the din is that he's Chayiv Midrabonon Malkis, and Toisus over here brings out a klal that we can use the Loshon of Chiyuv for even the Rabonon. But Rabbi Negeshim over here has a very big chidush. And Rabbi Negeshim says that the Loshon of the Mishnah, like Toisus in Yuma says, the Loshon of Nichnas LeMikdosh, is mashma, it is going back onto the first case also, where the person ate Oichlim Tmeim. Says Rabbi Negeshim, how can we say that he's Chayiv? If he's Nichnas LeMikdosh, for sure, it can be Chayiv. How can this be that he's Chayiv Minatir, it is mashma, in a case where he's eating Oichlim Tmeim, which is only Tomei Midrabonon? Says Rabbi Negeshim, this is possible in a case that he can eat a Oichl Tomei, and he can become Tomei Minatir. Says Rabbi Negeshim, this is possible in a case where the Tomei, the Oichl, became Tomei through touching a mace. The halacha is someone who's dead person is Tomei avi avois hatuma, that he makes anything which touches him has halacha of av hatuma. Says Rabbi Negeshim, so too a oichel, any food which is going to touch this mace now becomes Tomei av hatuma. And then when this person comes and eats this oichel which became Tomei, this food which became Tomei min hatoyer, the person actually becomes a rishon l'tuma, and he's Tomei min hatoyer, and he's also to come into the Beis HaMikdosh. And on that, the Mishnah says, Ochal oichlim tmeim, these oichlim tmeim which touched the mace, and this person was nichas l'mikdosh, he's chayev misa. Smemurin Rabbi Negeshim, amuridigi chidush, that Rabbi Negeshim holds that any food which touches a mace becomes avatuma, and it is alone enough to be metamei or odom. That food can be metamei or odom because this food is avatuma. The Rabbi Negeshim learns this in the Gemara in Psochim, in Yud Zayin or Medalef, which will see in this halacha, that this din is that a mace which touches a dead person, touches some food, the food becomes a ava tumah. But the other Rishonim learned that there's never a locha that a oichel becomes a ava tumah. They learn a different pshat over there in the Gemara in Psochim, and they say the klal is, there's a klal which Tosfos over there in Psochim, Daf Yud Zayin says, Dovo she'ein lo itayre b'mikveh, something which doesn't have any tayre in the mikveh, you cannot be toivele to become toy, like a food, does not have any tayre, ein lo nas a ava tumah, can never become a ava tumah. And therefore food can never become an ava tumah, even if it touches a mace, which is avya avis tumah. And the din is that we never find anywhere mefurish that there's such an idea that a person can become tomei through achila of oichel tomei. Normally oichlin and mashkim can never be mitamei adam. The din of oichel min atayya can never be mitamei adam because a oichel can never become an ava tumah. This is a shitta of most of the rishonim over there in Psochim in Daf Yud Zayin, and the Bina Geshem over here says a chidush that this is not a halacha. And an oichel could yet become an ava tumah, and therefore if a person eats it, he's going to be chayiv misa if he goes into the Beis Hamikdosh. Now this shitta we find also over there in the Tosfos Yudim Psochim. He brings this down from Reb Shlomo ben Ayosim, who also says this din like the Pashtus of the Gemara over there in Psochim, not like all the Rishonim. And he says the din is that if any food touches the mace, the food becomes the ava tumah, and this is the case where we can have that oichel can be metame or odom and it can be chayiv if he's nichnas lemikdosh. Like a binageshens pshat over here of ochal oichlin tmeim v'nichlas lemikdosh is going to be chayev misa. Mechudish digedin of a binageshim over here increases Yud Gimel Amud Beis, which we said is also in the Tosfos Yudim Psochim Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Tosfos earlier in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis has a girsa in the Mishnah that ochal oichlin tmeim. Tosfos is girsa ochal. He brings down some girsa. So ochal shkotzim. That shkotzim tmeim. This is one of the ches shrotzim, the shmoina shrotzim, who are metame a person minatoya, and therefore this tumah is beemes a tumah minatoya, and therefore there can be a pshat in the Mishnah of nichlas lemikdosh. This is the Neotomid points this out in the Sefer of Yon Krisis, that according to Tosfos' girsa, the loshen of nichlas lemikdosh can be referring to ochal oichlin tmeim also. Because Tosfos learns this means if someone ate a sheretz, which is tomei, which is metame, the person min atoyer, then he becomes tomei, even in the case where he didn't touch it, like Tosfos says earlier, he only ate it, was tochav lichavir bebeis habliya, he becomes tomei bebeis habliya from the achilas shrotzim, or amurim betoyer, and therefore if nichas lemikdosh is going to be chayev misa. Now the din of the Mishnah is clearly referring to the second case of shosar v'yis yayim v'nichas lemikdosh, then says the Mishnah that he's going to be chayev. Tosfos over here in Devar Maschev and Nichnas points out that there's a din in the Toras Koyanim. This is in Parashas Shmini, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, says the Toras Koyanim, that Ein Noi Chayev, the person who drank wine, this Koyan who drank wine, and he comes into the Mikdosh, Ein Noi Chayev, Elo B'Shas Avoido. Says Tosfos, this means that he's only Chayev, if he does Avoido also, he comes into the Beis HaMikdosh, and he works in the Beis HaMikdosh, he does some kind of Avoido in the Beis HaMikdosh, either he turns over, Mahapech B'tzinura, he turns over some of the Imurim, is also enough to be called Avoido, that he's going to be Chayev for Shtuye Yayin. But says Tosfos, if he drinks wine, and then he comes into the Beis HaMikdosh, and he doesn't do any Avoido at all, he's not going to be Chayev on the Knisa LeMikdosh, on the man entering the Mikdosh. This is not enough for the person to be chayiv misa. He's only chayiv misa, only b'shas avoida, like this Joshua of the Toras Koyanim, only if he does avoida. And this is unlike the din of a tomei, a person who's tomei shenichnas lemikdosh. The din is that he's osa and he's chayiv misa, even if he doesn't do any avoida. If he does avoida, there's another issa of a tomei shavad. But in the case where the tomei enters the Beis HaMikdosh, he's also chayiv. Masha'in Kain says Tosfos, the din of Shtuye Yayin is only Osa, and he's only Chayev Misa if he does actually Avoida in the Beis HaMikdosh, like the din of the Toras Koyanim in Chayev Ele B'Shas Avoida. So this is Tosfos by us, who learns this Pshat in the Toras Koyanim. But the Emes is a big Machlekes in the Rishonim, and this din is not simple. This is a Machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Bias Mikdosh, in Perek Aleph Halacha Tesvov, says the Rambam Mefurish, not like Tosfos, and says the Rambam, the Shtuye Yayin, Kol HaNichnas LeMikdosh, he's going to be Chayev Misa, if he's Nichnas LeMikdosh, Menuvel Kocho, if he's like this, despicable, he comes into the Beis HaMikdosh when he's Shikr, after he's drinking wine, Shosar V'Yis Yayin, V'Nichnas LeMikdosh, says the Rambam, in Nichnas, Menuvel Kocho, he's Loike, and he's Chayev, in a case where he goes in to the Beis HaMikdosh, even if he doesn't do any Avoido. It's Mefurish in the Rambam, that he's Chayev, even in a case where he doesn't do any Avoido at all. Rambam says so also in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Lo Yisaseh Ayin Gimel, that the Nichnas HaMikdosh is going to be getting Malkus. Says the Ramban, over there in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, on the Asogis of the Ramban, on the Rambam on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that is Mufurish, not like the Rambam from the Torah Skreni, which Tosfos brought, that Einu Chayev Ele B'Sha'as Avodah. How can the Rambam say that he's Chayev, even if he doesn't do any Avodah at all? It's Mufurish in the Torah Skreni, he's only Chayev, only B'Sha'as Avodah. Says the Ramban, it seems that the Rambam learned a different pshat in the Torah Skreni, that the Rambam learns that the Torah Skreni, which tells us that he's only Chayev B'Sha'as Avodah, does not mean to say that he has to actually work in the Beis HaMikdosh. It doesn't say Einu Chayev Ele B'Avodah. It says Einu Chayev Ele B'Sha'as Avodah. Says the Ramban, this means that he's only chayiv if he comes into the Beis HaMikdosh during a time when it's Roi LaAvoidah. Says the Ramban, this means he comes in by day, but if he comes in by night, and by night there's no Avoidah, therefore he's not going to be chayiv on the Knisa, because this is missing in Einu Chayiv Ele B'Sha'as Avoidah. This is the din of the Torah's Kohanim, and this is Be'emes the Loshon of the Rambam over there in Hilchos Bi'as Mikdosh. Says the Rambam, is Einu Chayiv Ele B'Zman Roi LaAvoidah. If he comes into the Beis HaMikdosh, then he's going to be chayiv, like the Loshon of the Rambam, Shenichnas LeMikdosh B'Sha'as Ho Avoidah. Now this is what the Ramban says, that this is the Rambam learns, this is B'Mamayit. We're saying that if someone enters the Beis HaMikdosh Shosu Yain by night, he's going to be potter because he's not B'Sha'as HaAvodah. The Menchas Chinuch asks in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Tes and Ois Beis. He says that Laila is also a time of Avodah. We could do Aktoras Imurim by night. And therefore the Halacha is a Shosu Yain, is Mahapich B'Tzinura. He does some kind of Avodah on Aktoras Imurim. Why should we say that by night is not the time which is Roi LaAvodah? L'chayah, this is also Roi LaAvodah. Why should we need to have the Avodahs of Zrika, of Shechita, which are only kosher by Yoyim? L'chayah, every Avodah, there's going to be a halacha of a Shosu Yain that is called B'Sha'as HaAvodah. It says that Michas Chinuch, he would say that the din of Sha'as HaAvodah of the Rambam's Loshon, that if his Nichlas Mikdosh B'Sha'as HaAvodah, could be referring to the din that it has to be Roi LaAvodah, Lafuke, a case where sometimes all Avodah in the Beis HaMikdosh has to stop, because the Halacha is Mizbeach Shenivgam. If any Pgam, anything happened to the Mizbeach, the Halacha is that all Avodahs in the Beis HaMikdosh become possible, and you're not allowed to do even Aktoras Emurim also. Memela, this could be referring to the time when if a Shosu Yain comes into the Beis HaMikdosh, when the Mizbeach is Nifgam, then he's potter because he's not B'Sha'as HaAvodah. This is how the Rambam could learn the Pshat in the Torah Skreni. But Al-Koponim, the Ramban understands that this is B'Mamayit. This is the saying that even in a case where he enters by night, he's also potter, and only if he enters by day, he's going to be Chayiv. And Machlekes Rambam and Ramban and Tosfos, how to understand over here the din of the Torah Skreni and the Issa of the Shosu Yai. The Ravid over there on the Rambam is also Masig, and he argues on the Rambam. And the Rikokos understands that the Ravid means to hold that the Ramban's there, and like the Shita of Tosfos by us, that the din of Shosu Yain is only Chayiv if he does a Avodah on the Beis HaMikdosh. But Reb Chaim in the Sefer on the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaMikdosh, over there in Perek Aleph Halacha Tes Vav, is Ma'arich to explain that the Ravid is only be Masig, is only arguing on the Rambam in the Mekoymos of where the Rambam says the Shosu Yain has to enter in order to become Chayiv. The Rambam says that he's chayiv already min hamizbeach ulemailo. He's already chayiv if he enters that place. He becomes chayiv for this issa of shosu yain. And on that, the Ravid disagrees, and the Ravid holds that that is only a din midrabbonon, a mailis midrabbonon. He's not going to be chayiv. But on the ikad din of the Rambam, says Reb Chaim, it could be the Ravid also agrees to the Rambam's shitta that the chiyuv is even in the case where he enters without any avodah at all, and he learned pshat in the Torah's Kohanim, like the Ramban explains, that this is only a din, b'sha'as the avodah, but there's no din that he has to actually do the avodah. This is how Reb Chaim over there explains the shitta of the Ravid. Now before we start the Mishnah on Yudaled Amud Aleph, we'll just mention one more point over here in the sugya of Shtui Yayin. This is in the three-way machloikis to explain the posuk of Yayin v'sheicha al teish between the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, and Ebelezer. La'alocha the Gemara says we paskin like Ebelezer, and Ebelezer says that Yayin is, means wine, Yayin al teish, and sheichor is actually not a noun, it's not describing a different kind of wine we're going to be chayiv, either like the Rabbonon or Sham Shakin like Rabbi Yehuda, but sheichor means this is a way of how you have to be chayiv in order to drink the wine, bederich shikrus, this is how Reb Lezer understands the din of Yayin v'Sheicha. Now, Pashtus, according to Reb Lezer, we do not have extra pasuk of Sheicha to teach us that we chayev even on sham shakrin, on other things which make him shikr besides wine, like a Yehuda learns out of Sheikha, other meshakrin, Ebelezer doesn't have another posuk. Memela kipshutoi pashtes according to Ebelezer, we're only going to be chayev on yayin, but not on any other thing else which makes him shikr, which not from wine. So to Rashi Alatayu, it says Mefurish, in Vayikra on Yutes, the Ramban over there explains this Barichas, over there Alatayu, Pshatin Rashi, that according to Ebelezer, this how we pass in Halacha, we're only going to be chayev on yayin because there's no makor in Ebelezer's din to go and have a ribui from Sheikha like a Biyuda. Tosfos also by us, Tosfos in the Maschil Omar Rav asks of on the Gemara that since Rav is passing like Ebelezer, so why does Rav say in Ksubis Yudom at base that Ochal Tmorim al Yoyo, if he eats Tmorim, which made him shikr, al Yoyo, why should he say this? He shouldn't be a have a locha of a shosui that he's not allowed to paskin. Alocha is like the end of the Gemara. Lechoyo, the din is only by Yayin. Via Shloima says Tosfos, this din is only midar abonon, but Minatoyo is only chayiv, only on Yayin. This is Mefurish in Tosfos that a locha like a blazer is only a din in Yayin and not by other Meshakim. But the Maisa, the Rambam, in the beginning of Beis Mikdash, even though, as we said, we pass like a Ebelezer, says Mefurish, that according to Ebelezer, you're going to be chayiv on other Meshakrim also, like the shit of Rabbi Yehuda, and you're going to be chayiv Malkus, even though there's only Yain, there's only chayiv Misa, Sham Mashkin Be'azhara. But Ebelezer also agrees to the din of Rabbi Yehuda that there's a chiyuv on other Mashkin, and you're going to get Akoponim Malkus if he has any other Mashkin. And the Mekor of the Rambam, the Pashtus, is from Tosfos, is Kasha, that you see even the Alocha, there's an Issa of Ochal Tomorim Al Yoyo, which is the Issa Minatoyo, according to the Rambam, because there's an Issa, like a Shitta of Ebiuda, even Ebelezer agrees. And the Rashba in Tshuva has a Arichas in Chelek Aleph, Simeshin, Samach Gimel, where is the Mekor, according to Ebelezer, to learn this din of the Rambam, that Yechayiv on either other Meshakrin, since the word Sheikha is teaching us a different din, that he's only chayev b'derech shikrus, we don't have a words of Sheikha to go and be marbe, to go and teach us that he chayev on other Meshakin also, and the Rashba over there is marich to work out the shita of Ebelezer. Maybe we have a machlekes yishrinim, ledina lemaskona, if these halachas of ochal tomorim al yoyo is only a din midrabonon, becoming a toyo, yoni chayev on yayin, or if this is a din min a toyo, because the din lemaskona according to Ebelezer is like a biyuda that he chayev also on sha'am mashkin. There is another machlekes yishrinim, in the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama have a machlekes, what they do with the word sheikha, is this coming to be marba sha'am shakrin, or this is only referring to wine, and the chiddush of the pasuk according to Tanakama is teaching us that yichayev malkus already on a kol shehu, and yichayev also migitoy. Now it says in the Gemara that according to Tanakama there's going to be malkus if he drinks a kol shehu of wine, a very interesting halacha. The Ravid points this out over there in the Torah's Kohenim in the beginning of Shemini, that normally all the Yisurim of the Torah, we only find the Shia's Revius, especially when it says in the Torah, the Loshen of Yain V'Sheicha Al-Tesht, the Loshen of Shtia normally means a Shtia, the amount of drinking a person has to have is a Revius. And over here we find a very interesting Mechudish Tige'isa, according to Tanakama, that we have a Ribu of the Torah telling us Al-Koponim, you get Malkus, even though there's no Chi of Misa, but there's a Malkus already on a shtir of a kolshu, anything, a mashu of wine, and he enters the Beis HaMikdosh, he's going to be chayiv, in the case, according to the Tanakama, he's going to be chayiv Malkus. I'm reading a chidush tiger alocha, that he could be a chiyuv on a shtir of a kolshu. Now the Rishonim disagree, have a machlekes over here, if according to Rabbi Yehuda, what is the shtir? Because according to Tanakama, it's clear, if you drink a revius, you chayiv Misa, and on a shtir of a kolshu, you chayiv Malkus. According to Rabbi Yehuda, says the Ravid, we don't have any chiddush of the pasuk, and therefore the Ravid over there in his Pirush on Torah Askarenim says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the pashtus of the Loshon al Teisht is telling us that we need to have a shir shtir, which we normally know is berevius like all other Yisurim in the Torah, and there's no issa at all according to Rabbi Yehuda, not even the issa of Malkus, if he's going to drink less than a revius. This is the shit of the Ravid, but the Rashba over there in Tshuva, in Chelek Aleph Shin Simen Shin Samach Gimel says that it seems from the Gemara over here, from straight away, the Gemara says Yochel Afilu Kol Shehu. The Gemara seems that Misvora we can understand that the Issa of Shosu Yain is different than any other Issa, and over here you're going to be Chayiv already on the Kol Shehu. And Bameila, this could be even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Makur, but he still holds Misvora that the din is that you're going to be Chayiv on a Kol Shehu of wine. And this is a chidush that even according to Yehuda without any makor, we should be this halacha of a kol shehu, and it's different than other issa in the Torah. The Ma'isa the Maskona, the Rashba over there in Tshuva, he writes that L'chuya, the Loshon of the Pasuk Al-Tesht, would seem like the Raivid that we need to have a Shia of a Revius, and the Mela says the Rashba that according to Reb Yehuda, it could be like the Raivid says, there's no Makori to be Chayiv on less than a Revius of Yain. Interesting, Ma'alach says the Rashba over there in the middle of his Tshuva, he says that it could be the Loshon of the Gemara Kolshu does not actually mean that he's Chayiv even on a bit, because there's no Chiyuv on a Kolshu. It says in the Loshon of the Pasuk Al-Tesh, which will need a Revius, says the Rashba, the Pshat in the Gemara Kolshu means that you're going to be Chayiv even less than a Revius, but only with a Shia of a Kazayis. A Kazayis is less than a Revius, and this is what the Gemara means, Yochel, Afil, Kolshu. Kolshu doesn't mean, says the Rashba, sometimes in Shas, we find that Kolshu doesn't mean a Mashu. Kolshu means a certain amount less than the amount we would have thought. So we would have thought, Misvara, that you should be Chayiv only a Revius, says the Breise, Yochel Afila Kolshu, and according to the Rabbonon, Be'emes, you're only going to be Chayiv on a Kazayis. And says the Rashba, we find this idea in the Gemara in Nozi, in the Nozi, in Lamed Daled Omed Aleph. The Nozi is not allowed to drink wine, and he's also not allowed to eat anything which comes out of the grapes itself, the Anovim, Lachim V'Yeveshim, he's not allowed to eat, the Shia of Achila is Bekazayis. And over there, the Mishnah Achrina over there says, the day of the Mishnah Achrina in that Mishnah, in Lamed Daled Omed Aleph in Nozi, says that the Shia of drinking wine is also compared to the Achila of Anovim, and the Shia is Bekazayis. So even though it's a Loshon, even though it's a liquid, normally it should be a Shtia of Revius, but the Shia actually by Nozi is a Shia amount of Achila of a Kazayis. And so too says the Rashba, this could be the din of the Shia Achila according to the Shita of the Tanakhama over here. The Kolshu over here is actually like the Shia of Achila, which is Bekazayis. So interesting. Mechudish tiga pshat in the Gemara that the kolshu is going to be bekazayis. So maybe we have a few days over here in the Gemara is kolshu like the Rashba at the beginning took on Yichayiv even on the mashu. The Ravid understands like this in the Tanakama, but according to Reb Yehuda says the Ravid you're only going to be chayiv berivis. And we have this middle day of the Rashba who says that kolshu even according to Tanakama also does not actually mean a kolshu a bit. It means the shia of a kazayis like we find by Nozi, and then he's going to be chayiv even if he didn't drink a revius. He's going to be Chayiv Malkus. Mashenkin, if he drinks a Revius, then he's going to be Chayiv Misa if he enters a Beis HaMikdosh. This is the Sugya of Shtui Yai. Now moving further on into the main Sugya in Daf Yudalid, the Mishnah, Yud Gimel Omid Beis, an interesting din, Yesh Oichel Achila Achas, V'chayovin Olea Arabo Chatois. One can eat only one Achila, the Gemara said later on a Kazayis, two Kazaisim, and it's one Achila, V'chayovin Olea Arabo Chatois, four Chatois, V'oshom Echod. Says the Mishnah, the case is a Tomei, Sho'ochal Chilev, who knows Tomei Namukdoshim, Yimakipurim, then he's going to be Chayiv for Chatois. Now the Gemara discusses right at the beginning of Yudalad Omed Aleph that we have always the klal of Ein Iser Chalal Iser. Once something is already Aser to eat, then there's a din that the second Iser is not going to be Chal. And Mamela says the Gemara, we have to know why in the Mishnah you're going to be Chayiv Arbol Chatois. And discusses, the Gemara discusses and explains that over here, there's a klal of a Isra Moisif and a Isra Koilil, and therefore there's a din that Ein Isra Chalal Isra doesn't apply over here because of this halacha of Isra Koilil and Isra Moisif. Now the Gemara tells us that this it starts off when the behemah is born straight away. There's a Isra Chilev on the chalokim of the chalovim of the behemah. This is the Isra. This is the first Isra. Later on, says the Gemara, when the person himself becomes Tomei, now he's not allowed to eat other chalokim also, and Mamela, there's Isra Koilil to say that just like he's not allowed to eat other chalokim, so too includes also that he's not allowed to eat the chilev. Then the Gemara says that when he is makdish the behemah, now there's Isra Moisif of Isra Hanor. The Gemara itself is hard to understand, because l'chayra, if we're talking about a case like the Gemara's mashma, that he became Tomei before he was actually makdish the korban, then there's no issa at all for this. The fact that he became Tomei is not moisif any issa. He's not allowed to eat the chaticha is tohiris because the behemah is not kodesh yet. And until the behemah becomes kodeshim, there's no problem for him to eat this behemah, even though he's Tomei. So l'chayra, nobody won't have to say the other way, that he was first makdish the behemah and he became issa moisif. That's why it was chal on issa chilev, and only later on he became Tomei, and this asks him to eat the chaticha is tohiris, not like the seder which is mentioned, the order mentioned by us in the Gemara. This is all Chilonai points out, and by Rashi in Shavuos and Chav Daled Omid Beis, Rashi already says the Mishnah, he brings down the Mishnah the other way, that he first makdish and then he became Tomei. But Al Koponim, it says in the Gemara that the reason why the tumah can be chal, he on the issa of chaylev says in Gemara, because this is issa koilel, because there's koilel any other chaticha which is Torah, memela the issa tumah can be chal be issa koilel. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah is over here when he explains the Mishnah. He says that the reason why the tumah is chal, because we can be talking about a case where there's an issa babas achas, the person became tomei, and the issa chelev, the chalois tumah and the issa chelev is going to be chal babas achas when he turns bar mitzvah, when he turns 13 years old, then he becomes also automatically on both Yisurim in the same second. He becomes also the issa chelev, and since he was already tomei and he hasn't yet been toiveled, Mamela he becomes also Be'issa Tumas Haguf to eat Kodshim. This is how the Rambam explains the Gemara. The Shagas Harya already points out in Siman Ayin, he asks on the Rambam, L'chariya, the Gemara says a different reason, the Gemara says a reason of Issa Koilel. Why does the Rambam give the reason of Baras Achas? But the Emes is such a girsa by us in the Gemara like this. The Shittim Ukubetzes over here already brings this down in his base. We find this also in the Rashba, in Yevomes, in Daf Lamed Dalet, he brings this gilsa from Rabbeinu Chananel, that the reason why the Issa Tumah is Chal, because of the Issa Bebas Achas, which is also Yisoid, in Hilchas, Issa Chal Al Issa, that whenever the Yisurim are Chal together, in the same time, simultaneously, then the din is, that there is a locha of Issa Chal Al Issa. So this is the two ways of learning the Gemara over here, either it's Chal Be'issa Koilel, or Be'issa Bebas Achas. Then the Gemara says that the reason why the Hekdash is can be chal in order to be mechayv oshom meilois, says the Gemara, because when you makdish the korban, then there's issa hanor, and since there's issa hanor which is moisif, this is added on issa, because previously the issa was only issa achila, was only also to eat because of the issa chilev. Memela there's issa moisif, and this allows the issa moisif to be chal even on the issa chilev also, and therefore he's going to be chayv oshom meilois. This is the mafush in this Gemara by us. That Issa Hanor is called the Issa Moisif. The Issa Hanor is also a Issa Moisif. Now, Be'emes, this is not simple. Even though it's Muskim Pashtas on the Gemara over here, the Rambam over here in Pirush Mishnah explains like this Mishnah, like the Pashtas Lashon of the Gemara. But Tosfos in Chulin, in Davkuf Aleph Amid Aleph, argues, and Tosfos says that even though the Mashmos of our Gemara would be Mashma, that Issa Hanor is called the Issa Moisif, but Be'emes, we have to, Tosfos holds Misvara, Tosfos doesn't say why, but Tosfos holds Misvara that Issa Hanor is not enough to be called Issa Moisif, and says, Tosfos, we have to say that this actually, the Gemara is Lavdavke, and the Gemara means Issa Koilel, or Issa Chomor, because it's more stringent Issa, because it has Issa Hanor also, and this is the reason why we have it here, a din of Issa Chalal Issa. And Be'emes, we find this Gilsa also, in the Bevrom in Nohar, in the Vomis, in Lamed Aleph, Domed Aleph, he brings down this Loshon of the Gemara differently, that we have by us, and the Rebbe Avraham Minahar says that the reason why it is chal is because of the Issa Koilel, because the rest of the behemah becomes now also because of the Issa Koidesh, and Mamele can be chal also this Issa Koidesh on the Chelev. And the Shittim Ukubetzes over here in Ois Dalet brings this down Bashem Neri. This is the Shittas Atosis in Chulin, Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph, that the reason why the Hektish is chal is not because of the Issa Moisif, says Tosfos, or Yesoid, that the Issa Hanoah is not enough to be called the Issa Moisif. And the Mela says Tosfos, the reason why it is Chal is because of Issa Chomo or because of Issa Koilel. And the Chaznish points out in Evan Ezra Sim Kuf Lamed Daled that the Tosfos on Amid Beis, on Yudaled Amid Beis, Tosfos already quotes this din that it is a Klal in Issa Chalal Issa, that Issa Chomo can be Chal on Issa Kal. If the second Issa is more Chomo than the first Issa, then there's a din of Issa Chalal Issa. Tosfos says, Ki de Pirashti Le'el, like I explained earlier. Now, if we look about us in Tosfos and Krisus, we don't find anywhere that Tosfos said this Yisoid. Says the Chazanish, Tosfos is referring to this din of the Shittim Ukubetzes over here, who quotes this Vashem Neri, and it is missed out, it was Nishmat from our Tosfos, and it is only in the Shittim Ukubetzes, but Be'emes, this is the Yisoid which Tosfos takes out from our Gemara, that the reason why it is chal is not because of the Issa Moisif, only because of Issa Chomo and Issa Kal. This is how Tosfos in Chulin explains our Gemara, the reason why the Issa Hekdesh can be chal. Now the Achrenim disagree over here in the Svara of Tosfos, as we said. Tosfos doesn't explain the reasoning why Taka Tosfos holds the Issa Hekdesh is not called the Issa Hanor. Why is this Issa Hanor not called the Issa Moisif? The Beis Halevi says in Chilek Aleph Simen Mem Vav, we find his Svar also already in the Prima Godim, in Shoshanes HaMokim in Klal Tes, says the Beis Halevi that Tosfos holds that Moisif is only if it's Moisif Issa on other people. The fact that this Chaticha over here became more osa. This is not called a moisif. This is only called isa chomu. Isa moisif has to be that it's a moisif isa on other people who are not osa before. And over here, everyone was osa on this piece of chelev. Memela Tosfos holds the isa hano is not enough to be called a isa moisif. Another svarah says a divrei Yecheskel in Siman Tesvov in Ois Yud Gimel in Agor, and he says that it seems from the Shagat Zaharia in Siman Ayinvov that he understands a different svarah why Issa Hanor is not included in Issa Moisif, the Shitta of Tosfos over there in Cholin. And says the divrei Yecheskel, the reason is because the Tosefes, which we need to have in order to be called the Issa Moisif, has to be on the Issa Achila itself. There has to be some kind of addition on the Issa which we're talking about. We all have an Issa of Chilev, which is also Ba'achila. So if it's going to be a Yisofa, a Tosefes on the Issa Achila, this will be included in Issa Moisif. Over here, we do not have any Tosefes in Issa Achila. We have a new Issa called Issa Hanor. Issa Hanor is a different kind of Issa than Issa Achila. Mamela, this is not enough to say this is an addition onto the Issa Achila. This is a different Issa. It is Issa Hanor. Mamela, Tosefes holds, this is not called a Moisif. This is called Issa Chomo, this is more stringent, and Mamela, this is the reason why it's going to be Chal, only because of the Klal of Issa Chomo Al-Kal, but not because of the Issa Moisif. Mamela, this is what Tosfos says in Chulin over there, that the Issa is Issa Chomo Al-Kal, and not Issa Moisif either, like we said from the Beis HaLevi, because it's different people, or Tosfos holds we need more people, or because we need to have a Tosefes, an addition in the Ike Issa, which we're talking about till now, which is the Issa Achila, and not on the Issa of Hanor. Later on in Amud Beis, we'll see that by the Issa Haroyos, we see that there is a difference in the Halach of Issa Moisif, when we have an Issa Moisif of two different Shemois Issa. If it is Moisif, a different Issa, onto someone else, is this also called the Issa Moisif? Over there is Machlokes. If it's called Issa Moisif Mishnei Shemois, Tosfos discusses this Amud Beis, by Issa Koilel Mishnei Shemois. But over here, the svara of the Shagatari is that over here the Issa Hanor is even worse than the Shnei Shemois, is a different Issa. Until now it is also Ba'achilo, and now it is also Ba'hanor. Hanor is a different kind of Issa, and therefore this is not called the Issa Moisif according to Shitta HaTosfos. Now as we said, this is only the Shitta of Tosfos, but the Pashtus of the Gemara, and most Rishonim over there in Yevamos Lamed Daled, we said Mefurish over here in the Rambam, the Issa Hanor is called the Issa Moisif, not like the Shitta of Tosfos. The Shitta of Tosfos seems to be a Shitta Yechidor, and most Rishonim disagree, and they hold that the Issa Hanor is included and classified like an Issa Moisif, not like Shitta of Tosfos. This is a Machlokes Rishonim, a Yesodos Machlokes, where the Issa Hanor is called Issa Moisif. Now we have a very Yesodos Digger Rambam over here in the Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam calls this Yesod, says the Rambam, that he has over here a Nekuda HaNiflor. He has a Nifla Digger Nekuda, an amazing point, says the Rambam over here, that he points out from our Mishnah, from this Gemara which we're discussing, in a Yesod Bichlal on the Issa HaNor, which we find anywhere in Kol HaTorah Kulo. And this is very widely discussed in Achrinim, in many Achrinim in different places. They discuss this, what they call the Nekuda HaNiflor of the Rambam. The Rambam classifies, puts this under Klal, and he says this is called Nekuda HaNiflor. And says the Rambam that over here in the Mishnah we see an amazing point. Because as we discussed, the Pashtus of the Gemara is that Issa HaNor is called Issa Moisif, and Amela this allows for Issa Moisif to be chal on another Issa, because of the aloch of Issa Moisif, Issa Chalal Issa. Says the Rambam, other places in different macholos asuris, in different foods which are prohibited to eat, we find lemoshul the Issa of Bosor B'cholov. The Gemara says in Chulin in a few places, in Kuf Amud Beis, later on in Chulin, the Gemara says that if one will take a piece of Bosor, which this piece of Bosor, this meat, is already osur for the person to eat, because the boso is either tome, it's a nevela, it's a behema tomeo, or it's a nevela, or it's a chelev, it's a piece of meat, but it's the chelev of the behema. It's not the boso, not the flesh, it's the chelev of the behema, which anyway, he's not allowed to eat because of the issa chelev. And then he'll take this piece of boso, this piece of meat, and he'll cook it with cholov. Says the Gemara, that the boso is not going to become now osa, because of the issa of boso b'cholov, because of the klal of ein issa chalal issa. Since this piece of meat was anyway osa, it was a piece of nevela, it was a piece of behemoth meo, anyway it is osa, even though now he cooks it with cholov, and it should be normally included in the Issa of Basar B'Cholov. Over here, we have the Klal of Ein Issa Chalal Issa. This is mentioned in the Gemara a few times in Chulin, and Mamela is a Paskin Shulchan Aruch, Chesim and Peizayin. In order to have an Issa of Basar B'Cholov, we have to have Basar of a Behemoth Tameo that the meat was permitted to eat before he cooked it with the Cholov. Ask the Rambam, as we know, the Issa of Basar B'Cholov is not just the Issa Achila, we pass in Halacha, that the three times in the Pasuk it said, Lo Yisavash El Gedi B'Chalev Imoy, and one of them is telling us that there's the Issa Hanor. Besides Basar B'Cholov being also B'Achila, it is also Issa Hanor. Memela says, Rambam, we can ask, what is different the Issa of Basar B'Cholov than the Issa of Hektish, which the Gemara says over here by us, that since the Issa of Hektish has the Issa of Hanor, Memela, this is called Issa Moisif, because it is Moisif, the Issa Hanor, and therefore they have an Issa, a din of Issa Chalal Issa, when it's an Issa, is Moisif, a Hanor. Memela says, Rambam, so too one can say by Basar B'Cholov, that since now when he cooks this meat, which was also B'Achilo, but now he cooks it with Cholov, he becomes also B'Hanor, Memela we should say, that Issa Chalal Issa, we have an Issa Moisif over here. And why do we find that by Basar B'Cholov we do not reckon with the Issa Hanor, and we say that this Basar is only Asa from the first Issa of Nevela or Basar Tmeo, and does not become Asa with this new Issa of Basar B'Cholov, because Ein Issa Chalal Issa, why don't we have the Klal of Issa Moisif of Issa Hanor? This is the kasha which the Rambam asks over here in his Nekuda Aniflor. Says the Rambam that the it's Mavu over here in the Sugya, that the Issa Hanor which we find by Basar B'Cholov, there's Issa Hanor because of this pasuk of Leisav Ashil Gidi, is a be'emes, an extension, or harchove of the Issa Achila. It is the Issa Achila which is also extended, and we have an Issa of the pasuk of Leisav Ashil Gidi, that it's not just also by Achila, but it is also by Hanor. Memela says a Rambam, since the Issa Hanor is actually an extension of the Issa Achila, and the Issa Achila cannot be chal because we have a klal of Ein Issa Chalal Issa, Memela, it is not possible for us to say that it is called a Moisif because we have over here Issa Hanor. Because it's not possible, says the Rambam, to go and say that this piece of meat should now become Asa because of the Issa of Basar B'Cholov only by the Issa Hanor. And Memela, because the Issa Hanor is chal, Memela, the Issa Achila is going to be chal because we have Issa Moisif. Other Rabbi says the Rambam, we would say that since there's no Issa Achila, because there's a din of Ein Issa Chalal Issa, Memela it is not possible to go and take just the Issa Hanor on its own without the Issa Achila, because says the Rambam, the Issa Hanor is actually extension of the Issa Achila, and if the Issa Achila cannot be Chal, then so too the Issa Hanor is not going to be Chal over here in the Issa of Basar B'Cholov. Memela, we don't have a starting point to go and say there's Issa Moisif, because the Issa Hanor cannot work on its own. It has to work together with the Issa Achila. And since the Issa Achila over here cannot be Chal because Ein Issa Chalal Issa, Memela, we don't have any Issa Hanor at all. We don't have any Issa Moisif. This is the Yesod which the Rambam says in his Lekuda Aniflor that the Issa Hanor by Mecholos Asuris is an extension and a Tosefes which has to work with the Issa Achila, and you cannot have it on its own. It's not possible to go and be done, to go and discuss the Issa Hanor and to go and use the Issa Hanor on its own if there's no, if it's not possible over here to have an Issa Achila. Now, Be'emes, the Rambam over here doesn't explain what is different if this is so. If we look at Issa Hanor, that's only an extension of the Issa Achila, and it is not something which we can be reckoned on its own. So why in our Gemara, when we're discussing the Issa of Kodshim, the Gemara does say that the Issa Hanor is called the Issa Moisif, and we say because of the Issa Moisif of the Hanor, therefore it can be chal on the Issa Chelev, and go and say that the Issa Chelev should have an Issa, and we use the klal of Issa Moisif by Kodshim because of the Issa Hanor. Why is Kodshim different than Mecholos Asuris, which the Rambam says the Issa Hanor cannot be used on its own, and cannot be chal if there's no Issa Achila, and since the Issa Achila cannot be chal, the Issa Hanor is also not chal. What is the difference between the Issa Hanor of Kodshim and the Issa Hanor of Mecholos Asuris? Say the Achrinim, many places we find this Svar in Achrinim. We'll mention a few of them. The Tzlach says this Svar in Psochim, in Memvav Amid Beis. The Keren Uriah in Yivomis in Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. Rebbe Kiva Eiger is Mayrich in Drush V'Chidush at the end of Chulin in Drush Tes, in Ois Tes. And they explain that it's very different to the Issa Hanor of Kodshim and the Issa Hanor of Basar B'Cholov. Says the, this, and they say this is what the Rambam needs to explain. Even though the Rambam said that this anor by macholei sasuris like bosa becholov is the extension and is the chilek of the isa achilo, this is only by macholei sasuris. The Rambam holds that the isa of lisevashil gidi is not a new din of isa anor by itself. It is actually extension and it is a tosefes on the isa harchov of the isa achilo. The stipler increases, it's mevov, he's mazbe. This could be either because of the makur of the din of lo ye'ochel, normally by isuri achila, it is l'isa anor, is learnt also from the loshen of achila, like we find in the second peyuk in Psochim. And even if you learn it from a new pasuk, like over here, by Bosa B'cholov, says the stipler, it could be that the svara of the Torah, of the isa anor, is in order that we shouldn't come to go and have the isa achila, he shouldn't come to go and eat this piece of Bosa B'cholov. Memela, this is the reason why the Rambam holds that this is called the extension of the Issa Achila. Balkoponim Ech Sheyeh, however we're going to explain why the Rambam holds that the Issa Hanor normally is the extension of the Issa Achila and this is not possible to be Chal on its own without the Issa Achila, this is only by Macholis Asuris. But when we come to understand the Issa Hanor of Kodshim, by Kodshim Be'enes there's no other Issa. The whole Issa of Achila, even if someone's going to eat something which is Kodesh, the reason why it is also is because of the Issa Hanor, the Issa of Me'ila, which is Issa Hanor. Even if someone will eat a piece of Kodshim, the amount he has to eat is not the Kezayis alone enough. He has to have a Kezayis which has a Shia of a Shavu Pruta in order to have here the Issa of Hanor, of a Me'ila in the Kodshim. There is only a Issa Kodesh, which is a Issa Hanor. This is the Issa of Me'ila. Memela, of course, the Rambam holds that by Kodshim, the Issa Anor stands on its own. It is not a continuation and it's not a chov of any Issa Achila, because there's actually no Issa Achila at all in the Issa of Kodshim, in the Issa of Me'ila. And even if someone will actually eat the piece of Kodshim, the reason why he's over is not because of the Achila. It is not a Macholois Asuris. It is included in the Issa Hanor, because the Achila also is a way of having Hanor, and you actually have to have a Shia of a Shavu Pruta normally to be over in this Achila, like the Pashtus is, the stipler over here brings Mar Mekoymis down to show this din, that even when he eats it, he also has to have a Shia of a Shavu Pruta. Memela, the Issa Kodesh by Kodshim, the Issa Hanor over here, is an Issa which stands on its own, and therefore, of course, we can reckon with this Issa to say that it's going to be chal on the chaylev, and because of this Issa Hanor, which is chal, it can be chal on the Issa of chaylev, and when someone eats this chaylev, he's going to be chayev also for the Hanor of Kodshim. This is very different than the Rambam svara by Issa Hanor of Bosa B'cholov, which only over here, which is actually has a Issa Achila, so there the Rambam holds that the Issa Hanor also is not a separate Issa, it is actually a way of understanding that it is only a Tosefes, it is only an addition to the Issa Achila, which is already here on the piece of Bosa B'cholov. Memela, the Rambam says a svara in Macholis Asuris, that it is not possible to go and have the Issa Hanor on its own, and since the Issa Achila cannot be Chal, there's no way one can have just the Issa Hanor by Bosa B'cholov. He always has to have an Issa Achila, and we can only reckon with the dinim of the Issa Achila, and only after that we can say that it becomes Osa B'Hanor, and Memela, since the Issa Achila over here cannot be Chal, because Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, so too the Issa Hanor cannot be Chal, and we cannot say we have over here an Issa Moisif. Very similar svar, the Plesim, Simon Peizayin in Sivkot and Yud Gimel, he also explains the shit of the Rambam like this, that the reason why Macholis Asuro is by Bosa B'cholov, we cannot have the Issa Anor by itself, is because it is only a Tosefes on the Issa Achila, and it is one Alocha, there's one Din, that it is also Ba'achila Uba Hanor, and he explains that the reason why Kodshim is different, is by Kodshim, the Kodesh, the Issa, is actually Chal on the whole Behemah, and therefore the rest of the Behemah definitely can be chal, the Issa of Kodshim, the whole behemoth becomes Asa Bahanor. The Kodesh is not miyuchad, is not specifically on the piece of Chelev, it is on the whole behemoth which became Kodshim, and therefore the Chelev also is included in this Kodshim, it is also part of the behemoth which is Asa Bahanor. Masha'in came by Bosa B'cholov, the only piece becoming Asa Bahanor is only this specific piece which has been cooked now with Cholov. Memela over here says Rambam, the Issa Hanor cannot be Chal because we need the Issa Achila. Masha'in came by Chelev on a Kolben, which is Kodshim, the Hanor can be Chal on its own because it is possible to be Chal on the rest of the Be'ima, therefore also it is Chal on this piece of Chelev, also agav the rest of the behema. This is the svar of the pleiti, where akotchim is different than macholos asuris. Now, on the ikar shayla of the Rambam, we said the Rambam asks over here on the Gemara, is nukuda niflor, why is bosu b'cholov any different than kotchim? Why can we not say that bosu b'cholov should be chal, isa chal al isa, because of the isa moitiv? The Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, in Perek Hei Alochaches, at the end of the Ramaschil V'yesh Litmoya, he says, if not for the Rambam over here, he would suggest a different reason. And he says, we can say that the Issa Hanor of Bosu B'cholov is different than the Issa Hanor, which the Gemara is discussing, the Issa Hanor of Me'ila. Because Me'ila has an Issa of Malkus. And therefore, it is a proper Issa, it's an Issa of Lav, which has Malkus of Me'ila. So therefore, the Gemara holds that this is called the Issa Moisif. The Issa Hanor of Bosu B'cholov, even though we learn this out of Loisavashil Gdi, but the Gemara says there's no Malkus on the Issa Anor of Basar B'cholov. There's only Issa Ba'alma, but there's no Malkus, and he only gets Malkus if he actually eats the Basar B'cholov. Memeda says, Mishnah Melech Hesvara, maybe since this Anor is lacking the Chumah, the stringency that doesn't have any Issa of Malkus, maybe this is enough that the Gemara holds this is not a reason to say that the Issa Anor should be alone enough of a Svara to say that it's called the Issa Moisif. The same Svara we find in Lechem Mishnah, in Macholis Asuris, in Peik Tes Halachavov, that maybe the Issa Hanor of Bosu B'cholov is less than the Issa Hanor of Kotchim because there's no Malkus. Bekvega discusses this earlier, which you mentioned, Bekvega in Jewish Mechidush at the end of Chulim. Explains the stipel over here in Krisus in Mavov, that it's Mavua in the Mishnah Melech and Lechem Mishnah, that they hold that the Svara of the Rambam is not Muchach, and therefore they hold that the Svara, they give a different Svara, maybe the Issa Hanor is Malkus. This is the difference. The reason why it could be one can disagree with the Svara of the Rambam, it says the stipler, even if everyone's going to agree with the Hanocha which the Rambam makes, that the Rambam explains that the Issa Hanor is not an Issa which stands on its own, it is only a Toisefes and only an extension of the Issa Achila. But Be'emes, there's another Chidush over here in the Rambam. Because the Rambam tells us that because there's the Edin of Ein Issa Chalal Issa, Memela, this meat, which was already osa to be eaten, because it was an avela, or because it was a behemoth tomato, Memela, now when you cook it with cholov, there's no Issa Achila gonna be chal over here on this piece of meat. And since there's no Issa Achila, the Rambam says his Yisoid, that the Issa Hanor cannot be chal without the Issa Achila. Says the stipler, Be'emes, even though the Issa Achila of Bosu B'cholov cannot be chal because we have a problem of Ein Issa Chalal Issa, but Be'emes, one can say that there is a Issa of Achila being chal over here in Bosu B'cholov, even though actually he's not going to get any oinish if he eats it, because he already has a previous Issa. He has an Issa of Nevela. Memeda, we have the din of Ein Issa Chalal Issa. He'll only get an oinish for the first Issa of Nevela and not for the Issa of Bosu B'cholov. But it could be the Chalois Issa, the chalois that there is a chal isra metzias over here, bosu b'cholov, which is also ba'achile. It could be this applies even in a case where the bosu is bosu nevela. Memela, the Rambam svara that the isra hanor cannot be chal on its own. L'chir over here, one can argue and say that the hanor is not bichal by itself. The hanor is together with isra achile, even though he's not going to get any isra oinish for this isra because of ein isra chalal isra. But be'emes, the isra is chal enough to say that the Issa Hanor is not on its own. And says the stipler, this Be'emes depends on the Gemara in Yevamos, the famous Gemara in Lamed Gimel Amud Beis in Yevamos. The Gemara over there says that someone who is over two Isurim, even though the second Issa could not be Chal, because Ein Issa Chal al Issa, but there's still enough Gemina that the person should be buried between Rishoyim Gemurim. There's a person who is different, the person who is over only one Issa, and the person who is over two Isurim, even though the second Issa cannot be chal, and he can't get any oinish bidei odom. We cannot give him any oinish for the second Issa because of ein Issa chal al Issa. But there's still a din of lekuvri ben yeshoyin gemurim that he was over klapas shmaya. We look at him that he was over a bigger Issa than the first person. Says the stipler, seems to be in this gemara that even though the whole din of ein Issa chal al Issa is only benegea oinshim, if you want to know does he get any oinish, and now we say that he has a din of ein Issa chal al Issa. But if we want to look at the chalois, if the Issa is here or not, then even by Ein Issa Chalal Issa, we still say that the second Issa is over here enough to say that he's Lekoivri Ben Yishoyin Gemurim. Memela, if we say that the Issa is Chal, the Svar of the Rambam over here doesn't apply. It will seem that the Rambam holds that the din of Ein Issa Chalal Issa is much more than Otzvoyer b'negeah the oynish, that he's not going to get any punished for the second Issa. But the Iker Chalois of the second Issa is not going to be Chal because of the din of Ein Issa Chal al Issa. And Bemis, the stipple brings down that Rebbe Chonov Wasserman in Kovitz Aoris and Simit HaZayin, he already points this out in the Rambam, that it seems over here that the Rambam had a different understanding in the Gemara, in Yevomis, which tells us that this person, even though in Issa Chal al Issa, he's still being over a much worse Issa, since it's two different Isurim over here, which the person is being over, which would normally seem that the Chalois is Chal, it is just a mute of Ein Issa Chal al Issa, that he doesn't get punished for the second Issa. But says Rebbe Chonon, that it seems that the Rambam understands over here, that the din of Ein Issa Chal al Issa is not Chal at all, the second Issa. And the Gemara over there in Yevomis, which tells us Lekoivir bin Yishorin Gemurim, is because the Rambam holds that the Sibba of the Issa is still Kayom. The Sibba of the Issa is here in the world, that alone enough that if for every reason the first Issa will go away, then the second Issa will be Chal. Memela, this is alone enough to say that he is more of a Rosha and he should be buried together with people who are more Rishoyim than the first person. But Be'emes, we look at the second Issa that's totally not Chal, and Memela, there's no Issa Achila at all on the boss of the Cholov, and this is the Svar of the Rambam over here in the Kudah HaNifloah, that there's no Issa Hanor over here, because the Issa Hanor cannot be Chal on its own without any Issa Achila. Memela, we discussed over here a few Nakudas. First of all, Issa Moisif. We said there's a Machlikus Rishoyim where the Issa Hanor is called Issa Moisif. Second of all, the Rambam Svara that Macholes Asuris, we cannot look at the Issa Hanor on its own. We have to always look at it together with the Issa Achila. And then we discussed that it seems in the Rambam that he understands the Yisoid in Hilchas Ein Issa Chal al Issa, that the second Issa is not Chal at all, and therefore the Issa Hanor cannot be work on its own. Mashenki, in the Pashtus of the Gemara in Yevomus, would seem that the whole Svara of Ein Issa Chal al Issa is in Svara b'negea Oinshim, that he shouldn't get punished for the second Issa, but it is Chal on the Chaticha, that the Chaticha is also enough that he should be buried with other Rishoyim Gemurim, and it seems that the Rambam over here understands that only the Sibba of the Issa is here, but the second Issa is not Chal at all. And the Stipler brings down that the Beis Halevi is very merry, Chudish Yisoid, Pshat in the Gemara of Lekovi bin Yishoyim Gemurim, and the Beis Halevi learns that there is a Machleikus actually about this point, and it seems to be that the Rambam over here takes on that the din of Ein Issa Chal al Issa, the second Issa is not Chal at all, like it's Muchach in the Rambam over here in the Kudah HaNifloah. Now moving further on into the Gemara asks a question over here on the Mishnah, that it's possible to eat one Achila and Bichayev, four Chatois and one Osham, says the Gemara, L'chayu, we have another Chatos, which is the Chatos because of a Pigel, if this Korban became Pigel during the Akrova of the Avidas Hadam, the Korban should become Pigel. Says the Gemara, Yisoid, that Noisar on Pigel, since over here one of the Chatois in the Mishnah is the Noisar, which the behemoth was left over after its time, and then the person ate it, is chayiv koris. Says the Gemara, noisa and pigel on one behemoth lo mishkachas lo. It is not possible to have noisa and pigel on one behemoth. And the Gemara continues on with the yisoid of pokapiguloi, that it could be possible to have on chalokim, or different parts of the behemoth should have isa pigel, and different parts should have isa noisa. This is a discussion which Gemara has because of the klal of pokapiguloi. But says the Gemara, if there's no pokapiguloi, then it is not possible to have noisa and pigel on the same behemoth. Now the Gemara here doesn't give a reason why behemoth this is not possible. Why could it not be that the behemoth became pigel? During the Akrova, one of the Avodos Hadam, the person, the Kohen, had a bad machshava, and therefore the behemoth became pigel. And later on, when it is after his time, he's allowed to eat a korban if it's a kachim kalim for 2 days, and if it's a kodesh kachim kachim for 1 day, and afterwards it becomes noisa. Why is it not possible to go, here we're talking about imurim, the imurim will become noisa, like we discussed in later on in Daf Chav Gimel, a different time if the imurim are different than the bosa. This is the din of noisa. So why is it not possible to have, even though the korban became pigel, why it is not possible to have noisa and pigel on the same behemoth? Now Rashi says over here that pigel is during the avodas hadam, during the akrova of the korban. Says Rashi that since this korban became possible, now it doesn't have any achila. There's no din achila to eat this behemoth, not achilas govoya and not achilas hediyah. The korban became possible; it has to be burnt. And therefore, says Rashi, the Issa Noisa is not going to be Chal. Explains the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Kuf Membeis Ois Gimel, that Rashi Bems is teaching us, a Yesoidah Stigah Nekudah over here, of Chidush in Hilchas Noisa. And Rashi's svara is that noisa inherently means something which had a time to be eaten, and it was left over after the time. Memela, then he's going to be chayiv koyes if he eats this behemah. But over here, where the kodesh, the korban, became posel, it doesn't have any time to be eaten at all, it doesn't have any din achila. Memela, it is automatically excluded from the parasha of noisa, because it doesn't have any din achila. Memela, any korban which becomes posel automatically doesn't go into the parasha of noisa, and we're left over only with the issa pigel and not with the issa korban of the issa of noisa. So this is the Michas Chinuch explains the Rashi by us, and says the Michas Chinuch, the Loshon of the Rambam in Psula Mikdoshim in Peik Yudches Aloch Yutes, also says that if the behemah becomes pigel, it's not possible afterwards to become noisa, because the behemah is posel. This is this svara of Rashi, that once the behemah is posel, it is excluded from the parasha of noisa. Rashi in Zvachim in Tzadik Omed Aleph adds on even more, and Rashi over there seems that it's not just a svara that because he doesn't have any time for achila, therefore he's not in the parasha of noisa, but Rashi over there actually adds on a posuk and explains that in the posuk of a parasha of noisa, the lashon of the Torah is beyoim zivchachem ye ochel umimacharos, he should eat the korban today and tomorrow, and later on it becomes noisa v'hanoisa mimenu bo'eshi sorif. Says Rashi, this is only referring to a korban which has an achila, which can be eaten on biyoyim zivchachem. Mashein kein, whereas a korban which is not included in the beginning of the posuk, and he doesn't have an achila, he doesn't have a time to be eaten, he's not included in the end of the posuk, that after the time, he has to be burnt. This is Rashi, like Rashi by us, not a svara, he learns this up in the lashon of the posuk, telling us that a korban which became posel does not have a din of noisa. This is how the Michas Chinuch explains, it seems from Rashi Bayos, Rashi in Zvochim, and the Shitta of the Rambam. But the Tzlach in Psochim, in Chof Ches Omed Aleph, the Tzlach over there is discussing Kodshim, which became posel, and said the Tzlach, that there's a locha that we have to burn straight away this Kodshim, in order that the Kodshim should not become Noisar, even though it became posel. We have to go and burn it straight away, before the time, when his time is up, to be eaten. And the time is, he has a certain time, he has 2 days or 1 day, says a tzlach, he has to be burnt before he gets included in the lab of loisesiru mimenu ad boike. Asks the Michas Chinuch, this is not like our sugya, and not like we explained just now from Rashi and the Rambam, that in a case where the behemoth is noisar, it became pigel, there's no noisar, it is not included in the parasha of noisar, it doesn't have a din achila, memela, the tzlach, how can the tzlach say that in a case where we have a korban which is posel already, he still has a din of loisesiru mimenu ad boike, it doesn't have a din achila, mechir, how should he become included in the parasha of noisar if he became posel, like over here, he became posel by the din of pigel? So the Nodi Biyuda in Yoridea in Tinyon and Simenun Gimel, he brings down that someone already asked him, a Chochom Echod, asked him on what he wrote himself in the Tzlach. And he says, the Nodi Biyuda, that someone asked him this question, that how can he write in the Tzlach, the Nodi Biyuda himself wrote the Tzlach, and he writes, says the Nodi Biyuda, someone asked him, how could he write in the Tzlach that the reason that there's a din, that he has to burn the behemoth straight away in order that it shouldn't become noisa, l'chiretz mavua, in the Gemara increases daf yudale, that once a behemoth is posel, he is not included at all in the parasha of noisa. Says the Nodi Biyuda, that behemoth is not true. The Gemara doesn't tell us over here that he's not included at all in the parasha of noisa. The svar of the Gemara is only referring to the koris. If a person eats a behemoth, which this korban, which was already left over after its time, then normally he's chayiv koris for the issa of noisa. And over here the Gemara tells us that since the behemah is already pigel, he is not chayiv koris for the issa of noisa. Says the Nodi Biyuda, this svara is only a svara benigea, only applicable to the issa of koris of noisa. And the reason is because the issa of koris, the pasuk tells us, the reason why he gets koris is because it says, ki es koidesh Hashem chilel, by eating this korban, is a chilul on the korban which became noisar, and therefore he gets koris because ki es koidesh Hashem chilel. So says the Nodi Biyuda, the svara is of the Gemara, that since this korban already became posel, he is not included in ki es koidesh Hashem chilel, and therefore he's going to get koris even though it's posel. So this only is a svara benegeya, the issa of koris. Mashein Kain says the Nodi Biyuda, if we want to go on and say that this person is discussing a case where he hasn't yet left over the behemoth, and we are before the time when he becomes Noisa, then of course he's included in the Issa of Al Toisiru, of Loisoisiru Mimenu Ad Boike. He should not be left over, and he should not become Noisa later on in the morning when he's after his time. Because even the Kodesh, which is already possible, he does have a time, just like every other Kodesh has a time, and once he's after his time, he becomes Noisa, and he's included in the Issa of Loisoisiru, he should not be left over. Only once he's already been left over, and now normally there's Issa of Koris, if he eats it. Over here, there's a miut in our Gemara, and the Gemara understands that once the behemoth is anyway, the korban was posel, he does not get koris if it's already become posel. But in the case where he wants to leave it over, says the Neid B'Yudah Svara, that this din of the Gemara is only benegea the koris, but he's still included in the parasha of Noisa, just like everything else. And the B'chaim Oizah in Achiezer, in Yerudea, in Semechovov, is Marich, that he seems in Toisvus, in Psochim, in Pei Beis Amad Aleph, holds like this svara of the Neid B'Yudah, that Be'emes, even Noisa is included in the parasha of Noisa, he also has a time to be eaten. Not like the svara of the Michatz Chinuch, who explains in Rashi that Noisa doesn't have a time at all, and he's automatically excluded from the parasha of Noisa totally. Says the Achiezer, Chaim Oizer, like the Neid B'Yudah, that seems in Toisvus, that this svara of the Gemara is only Benegea the Koris, and does not apply Benegea the Lav of Loitisiru Mimenu Ad Boike and the Itza of Sreifa. A third Mahalach in our Gemara says L'Ochlener, that he, the Ochlener, says that Be'emes we can learn this in Terashi by us. Rashi doesn't seem a foolish like the Minchas Chinuch says. Says L'Ochlener, one can learn over here the svara of Rashi, that Rashi is not saying a new Chiddush over here in the Itza of Noisa, that there's no Noisa if the Korban is already possible. The svara of Rashi is using the same klal of the old Gemara of Ein Issa Chalal Issa, since already the Behemah has an Issa of Pigul, therefore there's no problem of the Issa of Noisa, because of the din of Ein Issa Chalal Issa, and the din of Noisa is not Issa Koidl, it is not Issa Moisif, and therefore it's going to be included in the problem of Ein Issa Chalal Issa. And this is what Rashi could mean, saying that the reason the Pigul is already Chalal at the beginning, but Avodah Is Adam, he is Chal first, and therefore later on, he is not Chala Issa Noisa, because of the din of Ein Issa Chala Issa. Memela says, Olchilaneh, that if this is the whole problem of Ein Issa Chala Issa, it could be sometimes, in a case where Bichal Babas Achas, the Kohen, becomes 13 years old, and then this Korban was already Pigal and also Noisa, then for this person who's becoming 13 years old, he's the Issa of Babas Achas. It is Chal simultaneously both Isurim of Issa of Pigal and the Issa of Noisa, and therefore he's going to be Chayiv on both. And Rashi's Svar and the Svar of the Gemara is only in a case where it is Chal Bozeh Chazeh, then there's a problem of Ein Issa Chalal Issa. And Be'emes La'ila Shlomo points out that it could be that this is the reason why the Minchas Chinuch understands the Rashi by us. Like we said, the first svara, which is also Mashman and Loshen of Rashi more, Rashi says a svara that it doesn't have any Achilas Odom, it doesn't have any Achilas Mizbeach. It seems that Rashi is saying a svara in the Ike Itza of Noisa explains Oila Shleima, the reason why Rashi holds we need a new svara over here and does not use the svara of the Ochlener of Ein Issa Chalal Issa, because sometimes, like the Ochlener said, sometimes it is possible to have Issa Babas Achas, that it should be chal simultaneously, and therefore the Gemara over here is mashma, that it is never possible to have a case where we have one Be'ima, which is a Noisa, and Pigal together, Bebas Achas. Samameila, this is why Rashi had to use a new Svara, that there's no Issa Noisa at all, because it is not included in the parasha, if he doesn't have any time, Loila Odom, Veloila Mizbeach, like the Minchas Chinuch said, and we said from the Rambam. Samameila, to summarize, we have over here, three Mahalchim in the Sugya. What is Pshat in the Svara of the Gemara? Noisa upigal bechoda behema loy mishkach atzlo. The svara the Minchas Chinuch learns in Rashi by us, Rashi in Zvochim, the Rambam, they say a svara that a behema which becomes noisa has to have a time. Mashenkin, sonning a behema which is already posel, he is automatically excluded from the whole parsha. He doesn't have any time at all, and therefore he is not included in the parsha of noisa. The svara of the Neid B'Yudah, Reb Chaim Oizer says this is shita of Tosfos in Psochim, is a svara only benegea the issa of koris, because koris he doesn't get because the behema is already posel and is not included in the loshen of kies kodesh Hashem chilel, but he does get a issa of malchus and a malchus of loisisiru mimenu ad boiker if he leaves over even the kodshim which became posel. And the third malach was Olchaned, Oila Shlima discusses this, that it could be the reason why Noisa is not Chal is because of the din of Ein Issa Chalal Issa. We have to point out there is a Marsha, interesting Marsha, in Psochim, Daf Ein Gimel Omed Aleph. The Marsha over there is discussing Kochim, which is possible, and the Marsha over there says that if he eats it after the time, he's going to be chayiv also for the Issa of Noisa. Now this L'chayiv is Mefurish neged our Gemara, not like our Gemara says clearly that there's no Issa Noisa going to be chal on the Issa, on the Kochim, which already became possible. The Karnir Aim over there in the Marsha in Psochim Ayin Gimel already asks that it is negative the Gemara increases Daf Yudalid, that it seems that if the Korban became possible, there's no Issa Noisa. We said that according to the Orchel Neh, according to the Oila Shloime, that the whole, if you learn the whole Gemara over here, is only a svar of Ein Issa Chalal Issa, but maybe it could be there is possible sometimes that it could be Chayiv Issa Noisa, even on the Korban which became possible, like a Korban Babas Achas, in the case where the person became a Godel, or according to the Manda Oma, who holds Issa Chalal Issa, if there's such a Manda Oma somewhere in Shas, who holds Issa Chalal Issa even without any Issa Koidel, or Moisif, or Babas Achas. But Al Koponim, this is a Shver, L'chira Shver Marsha, who takes on that even on Korban which is possible, there's Issa Noisa, L'chira, this is Neged Al Gemara, that it's Mavua, that Noisa and Pigel, Bechoda Behema, Loi Mishkachas.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.